Okay. Our topic is Lesion Lafto Laser. The first category of Muksa that we're going to cover. We're going to cover a category a week, basically. This week we're kind of covering a second category also, because it's really quick, which is a Lesion Lafto Laheter. What we're going to discuss is how to define it, and then its rules, whether we can move it for certain purposes, how to move it, can you move it in all circumstances, etc. So let's start with the halacha as it's presented in the Shulchan Aruch in Source 1. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shedechet, that's where he has the halacha to Muktzah. And in Sif Gimel, he discusses a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser, let's just start with that. What does the word mean? It means a utensil or vessel that is it's used to perform an Isser. Included in this category is it's the item that does the Isser, or the Isser happens to it, or even it is used with it to explain. The typical example is a pen or a hammer. A pen is used to perform a malacha. What malacha? Kotev. So the pen is used to perform kotev. What does the pen write on? Paper. So the paper that you use to write with your pen might also be part of this issue.
Isn't that basis?
No. We're going to get to buses a different week, but buses is when things hold Isser, like a tray. Okay, this is not that. This is that it's used for the Isser. But another example is a telephone book. You use a telephone book to look up the phone number that you use with your Isser. All of that is included in your Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. Okay? Items that are used in the process and the while doing an Isser. That's a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. Oh, there are rules. Kli Shemalachto L'Isser, an item used for Isser, is actually one of the most lenient categories of Mukta. Because we're going to see that there are a lot of ways you can use an item even though it's a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. So let's read inside. Kli Shemalachto L'Isser, Mutter, L'Taltalo. You can move it. You can. Touching any Isser isn't the problem. It's not an issue to touch. It's only an issue to touch it when you move it. And this Muksa item, if you touch it and move it, it's allowed in certain circumstances. What circumstances is that? Bein Litzorach Gufo, to use it. The most famous example that every book likes to discuss is a hammer. A hammer is used for what malacha?
Bone.
You use it to build. You have, one piece of wood, and you want to attach another piece of wood, and you bang a nail in to connect the two of them. You have bone. But can I use that hammer to crack open a walnut? So the answer is yes. You are allowed to use the hammer litzorach gufo, to use it, to do what it does. It's generally used for Isser, but because it has heter purposes, so if this hammer is lying here on the table, on the floor, in a box, I want to use it for a mutter purpose, I'm allowed to pick it up. I don't need a shinoi. I can just take the hammer and use it. Yes. Good, we're going to get to that. That's an excellent question.
Even what?
He said, even if you have a nutcracker, can you still use the hammer? That's one thing we're going to discuss in this shir. Okay? So that's the first way you can use it. So he says, you go on cornus, a hammer. But in his example, it was a cornus of blacksmiths or goldsmiths. Liftzoa boegozim, to open nuts. The second way you can move it is bein litzorach makomo. You can move the hammer if it's in a spot you want to use. You want to sit at your Shabbos table. You want to put out a tablecloth and put out dishes, and there's a hammer in the way. You could take the hammer off the table and put it away because you want the spot where the hammer is sitting. Okay? That seems to be pretty broad, whenever you want to use it or where it is. So what exactly can't you do with this hammer? Well, we're going to get to that. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch continues, not only can you take it off because you want its spot, you don't have to drop it immediately in the next 2 inches. You can take it and move it and put it where you want. Put it where it belongs. What can't you do? What is usher to handle a klish m'lachto leser? In which circumstance? It's when you're doing it for its sake, to save the item. You see your hammer is in a driveway, so you don't want somebody to take it. You don't want it to get run over by somebody's car. You don't want it to get ruined in the rain, in the sun. So you want to move it and save it. So that, therein lies the problem. That's what's awesome. You can only move it for to use it, or because you need its spot. You don't need the driveway spot because you're not going to do anything in the driveway. It's just bothering you that it's in the driveway because something's going to happen to it. Therein lies the problem. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam continues, Kol mokta eino aser ela b'tiltulo. Again, it's only while moving it. Aval b'negia ba'alma, just touching it, she'eino minadinau, and that doesn't move it, shari. V'lachein mutar li gabi minora, she'beira kineset, she'neiro dolkot alav, v'betanur she'dolik ba'oish. That's why you're allowed to touch the oven, or touch the menorah, even though there is iser inside, there's fire. V'chein mutar li kach devar heter, Hamunach al davar muksa. If there is a hammer and you put your sefer on top of it, or scissors and you put your sefer on top of it, you can take the item off. Again, this isn't basis. That's a different topic we're going to get to in the coming weeks. V'chein mutar l'taltel davar muksa al yidei napuach. You can blow it. D'lo have tiltel el klachar yad. It's a way out of some of the ways that you can't handle things. That's by blowing it. So obviously we're not talking about a hammer because you're not Superman. And that's lo mikrei tiltul. I'm only including Sif Dala, which is about Kli Shem Lachta Leheter, just as the contrast, and we'll cover Kli Shem Lachta Leheter really quickly. Kli Shem Lachta Leheter. What is a Kli Shem Lachta Leheter? Mutar l'taltul afino eno ela l'tzorcha Kli Shem Yishavar Yiganev. That, obviously, you can use it as a kufo, as a hukumo, or it's allowed. But you can even use it mechamal itself. You don't want it to get ruined. Aval shelo litzorech klal aser letatlo. But we don't just handle things. We use things, and we can protect things and put them away. We don't just handle things. But there are items that are not included in this at all. And they are food and svarim. According to all shitot, you can just handle them if you want on Shabbos. If it's ready to eat food. Okay, it's not raw food. Ready to eat food, you have an apple and you just feel like holding it, you can hold it. And a sefer, you just want to walk around with a sefer, you can do that. Any Torah sefer. Meaning any Judaic sefer. Meaning it doesn't have to be halach or mashav or any of them. It could be any topic. It could be even in English. Okay? I'm not going to give editorial comment about any of the publishing houses. Whatever publishing house it is, you can use it. Okay. They are not included in the gzera at all. Remember, last week we discussed that they asered handling all kelim, and then they were matir until we got to what we have. So we just don't handle things for no reason. Even if they're butter, they don't perform an iser, we still don't just handle them for no reason. Okay, we don't walk around, let's say for example, a key that opens a door. A key that opens a door is a kli shelachto leheter. It performs no iser. A key that starts a car is a different story. We're just talking about a regular K key. Okay? You have the key that you want to open the door, so you take it with you because you need to open the door. But we don't, just for fun, flick around the key and, I don't know, just handle it extra. That's Kli Shemlachto Leheter. Shabbos should be spent on other activities and pursuits than just handling things. But your food or your sfarim, that's allowed. Now, according to some poskim, this includes the utensils with which you eat food. According to others, not. Whether they Kli Shemlachto Leheter or not even included in this rubric. Yes? You can ask. Oh, that's buses. We're going to get to that. Excellent. We're going to get to that, but not this show. Not this show. Not this year. Okay? Fine. So, the Shulchan Aruch continues, Kitvei HaKodesh VaOchlin, the foods and the Svarim, Mutar L'Tatal Mafilu Shelo L'Tzorech Klal. And the Ramah says, V'Tfilin Ein L'Tatal Mekim L'Tzorech. We only handle Tfilin if you have the need. Tzorech Guf from the Tzorech Mekom. This is his way of saying, Tfilin are treated as a Kli Shemlachto L'Iser. Since we don't wear them on Shabbos, they're a Kli Shemlachto L'Iser. They do have permitted uses, though, on Shabbos. If you wanted to give a shir on Hilchos Tefillin on Shabbos, you can bring the Tefillin and show them and explain. So therefore, it's not completely usur. That's considered Litzarach Gufo. If the Tefillin is in the way of the tablecloth you want to put on your shelf, on your table, and in the drawer there's a bag of Tefillin and then some tablecloths, that's considered Litzarach Makomo. Yes?
Is that actually
Yeah, that would be best. That would be best. But it's allowed. It's now Shabbos and it's like that. L'chatchila, you can move it. Okay? That was all the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, one more line. And a shofar. We don't use a shofar now on Shabbos. Therefore, a shofar is Kli Shemlachto L'Isser. According to some, meaning what would be the heter? It in theory can function as some kind of tube pipe if you're having a leak. That's how it was explained to me. So, in fact, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchata has a footnote where he says that doesn't really apply anymore because nobody would do that. But just in theory, to understand why the Shulchan Aruch viewed it like that. So he says, Asa l'tatalo ki im l'tzorach gufo makomo, because it's a kli shemlachto le'iser. Fine. The Mishnah Brewer has a few comments. They're going to give us details of these halachot. And then we're going to discuss those nuances, like your question, what if you have another one, what do we do? And then I'll go through a list of Kli Shemlachto L'Iser, and we can make sure we're very clear on what's included. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on Kli Shemlachto L'Iser. He says, Miyuchedo ledover she'asur la'asot b'shava, v'afilu im rak rov melachto l'Iser v'gam ken b'chlalze. If there's something that's used for both Iser and Heter, so how do you know if it's a Kli Shemlachto L'Iser or Heter? So it goes by the majority. If the majority of its uses are Isser, it's considered a Kli Shemlachto L'Isser. If its majority of uses are Leheter, it's considered Kli Shemlachto Leheter. What difference does it make? We know the difference it makes is whether you can move it in order to protect it, so it doesn't get ruined. Commenting on Tzorach Gufo, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Mairi, She'ein lo kli heter l'tashmish zeh. You can use the hammer to open nuts only if you have no nutcracker. Din lav hachi, ein lo l'tashmish b'kli zeh. So to start off, the Mishnah Berurah is of the view that you have to not have a way to do it. What does this mean? Not only the tzorach kufo, this also means the tzorach mekomo. You come into a room and there's 50 chairs. One of them has a hammer on it. So, you have 49 chairs you can sit on with no issue. Now, if you're having a shir and you have 50 people coming, great. You have to move the hammer. But if you don't, if you just want to sit on one chair, so then you're supposed to sit on another chair, given that all the chairs are the same. If it's on the most comfortable chair in the house and the other chairs are all shaky and give you splinters, so then again, you need its spot. But you're not supposed to be moving these items when there is no need to. Continuing in the Mishnah Berurah in Source 2, he explains that once it's in your hand, you can move it. The kevan should be yadish, now let's arach gufo makomo. Since you picked it up in a mutter fashion, you were allowed to, rashay l'tachal yoter, you can keep carrying it until you put it away. So he discusses a distinction that what if you accidentally picked up Muktzah? It wasn't the Tzorah that you picked it up. This is the Tzorah Guf or Makomo. You accidentally picked it up. So he has a machloket there whether or not you're allowed to keep carrying it or you have to put it down where you are. Regarding the Shulchan Aruch saying, you can't, if you're afraid that it gets broken or stolen, that's considered mechama letzel, moving it from the sun to the shade to protect it so it doesn't melt, it's in the same category. In Sivkatan Tet Zayin, he says a great, useful, lenient loophole. Ready? Vim choshev alav, gam letashmish mutter letavtel afilu ikr kamenato mechama letzel. Let's say there's an item that you want to use, you don't need to use really, but you're afraid it's going to get ruined or going to get broken. And we know a klish malachta leis, so you're not allowed to move to protect it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, aha, you're worried about its loss. Well, come up with something to do with it. This item is sitting here. You don't want it to get ruined. Decide that right now I want to use it. The example I saw in one of the Svarim is, let's say I have like this rickety table and there's something muksa on it. But this muksa item is heavy and you're afraid it's going to ruin the table. So, is that considered the tzara gufo or makomo?
No,
not yet. So come eat at the table. Decide, you want to have a snack at the table and you need to put a tablecloth down. It's Shabbos. You're not going to just eat at the table. So, in order to put the tablecloth down, I need to move this muksa item. And therein, we solved how to save your table in a mutter fashion. Okay? That is the Mishnah Berurah's loophole. Most of the poskim I read said that we rely on this loophole when it's for a loss. Okay? We don't just do loopholes. Here, there's a loss involved. The item's going to get lost, broken. So there's another solution he has. When it comes to it, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew. I guess I didn't put that on the sheet. I'm pretty sure he's matir asking a non-Jew to move it when it's made. Oh yeah, here it is. In Tevav, Yehudim Yerim Chamel Etzel, V'al Yedei Eino Yehudi, Yesh Lomar D'Shari B'Chosei. He quotes the Prima Gadim, who is matir moving Chamel Etzel for you. And that's one of the times we're allowed to ask a guy to do it. Again, because Muktzah is derabanan, and it's for a loss, so then we're going to allow the Amir al-Nachri to do it.
Even Amir al-Nachri is only for a loss.
Even for the Amir al-Nachri, it's only for a loss. Yes. Okay. Okay, moving on. And Chav, Wadir Mayam Lachta Le'eser, Ve'heter, Gamkein Lo Makta Dato Minei, Kederishim Lachta, Hulu Bishop. He says a pot used to cook in. Not a serving platter, but the pot used to cook in is a klish malachta leiser. It's used for bishul. Even though you sometimes put water in it or fruit in it, it's a bechal klish malachta leiser if it doesn't have any food left in it. If it still has the food in it and you're planning on eating it, then it's totally allowed. Again, food is allowed. But klish malachta leiser is this pot that's empty. Okay, so you could still use it. If you wanted to use it for fruit, that's called klish malachta leiser, letzarach gufo. You could still move it out of the way if it's in the way. That's letzarach makomo. Okay. Great example of a klish malachta leiser is a pot used for cooking. And finally, one more note in the Mishnah Berurah, discussing klish malachta leheter shelo letzarach klal, says hainu im kol hayom lo yitzarchenu klal. If you won't need it the whole day, then we don't just handle it. Avalim yitzdarech lo boto yom, v'hu metalto lo kedei sheyeh muchan lo b'shaito shari. If you'll need the item at some point during the day, even if you don't need it now, and if you don't move it now, it's going to get taken, it's going to get broken or ruined, then you're also allowed to use it. That's not considered mechamel itself. So you see this item is sitting in a place that somebody's going to take it, somebody's going to ruin it, somebody's going to break it, or something, meaning maybe not a person, it's not going to be available for you to use later on this Shabbos. And you want to use it this Shabbos for a permissible purpose, so you're allowed to move it now already even though it's to protect it, because later it's going to be for your purpose. Okay. We have a machloket when it comes to how to classify certain items. Let's say there's an object that's only used for Isser. Now, in theory, it's hard to come up with an object that you can't use for some heter purpose. Paperweight. But this is an object that's only used for for Isser. Is it considered a klishim mlachta l'Isser? Or another category that we're going to get to in the coming week called muktza machmat gufo. So we have first the Aruch HaShulchan discusses a case of candles. Source 3 says, Da b'siman zeh, and you'll see, v'chen l'kamu dinei muktza, sh'nidbaru dinei ner im mutu l'taltol. Can you move the candle? Oh, usher. Mipnei shehu basis la'or, etc., etc. So go to the ellipsis. He says, Oh, b'chol aniru shalahem. That whole discussion where we said it was mutu l'taltol, that was talking about their candles back in the day. What were their candles? They would just have some kind of kli, a lamp, if you had a designated one. But otherwise, you just used whatever container you had, pottery, that wouldn't melt. And you poured in some oil, and you dropped in a wick, and you lit it on fire. So, he says, the kli that they used for the candles was like all their other vessels. They put in oil and lit it. If it weren't for the fact that you lit a candle in it to Shabbos, it would be a kli heter. But for us, we have designated candlesticks. Shikarin leichter. You've heard that term? Okay, Yiddish. Opamotot, a candlestick. Shalano shikarin lampin, lamps. Hema ba'atzma mukzim mitam she'enam ra'uyim l'shum tashmish rak lahadikbo. V'havam alachto l'isser, she'enu ra'uyim lechad heter. It's only used for isser. There is no heter that sometimes you would use it for your soup, and sometimes you use it to light candles in. That's ridiculous. V'hi mukza gemura, and it's mukza, afkishloi b'ikul baklal. Even if you bought a new candlestick and you've never used it yet, it's clear to everybody that this is a candlestick, and not for anything else. V'alki yesh tom bazeh, l'chein katavnu zeh, the nerot u'pamatot shelanu, l'olam asurim b'tilto Shabbat. So he considers them in the category known as Muktza Machmat Gufo, again, that we'll get to in the coming week, but other items in that category are rocks. Okay? No purpose, unless you've designated it before Shabbos, we're going to get to that in the coming week. This item is just Isser. It's inherently Usser. On this in agreement is next source 4, is a footnote in Shir Shabbat Kilchata, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shemati meg Roshaz Orbach Shlita, with the time with Shlita, now he's Tzatzal. De bezmanenu asur l'taltel shofar, gam l'tzorach gufo makoma. We no longer handle a shofar in the way that we consider it l'tzorach gufo makoma. Because we don't really consider it a klish m'lachta l'isser anymore, because it's exclusively for Isser. There is no heter purpose that you would use a shofar for. Lo l'shom mayim, not to draw some water. Okay? And see also in the Mishnah Bura, in the next source. That's what he quotes. So that's already two that we saw. But what does he say, see the Mishnah Bura? See that the Mishnah Bura disagrees. Mishnah Bura is on the other side of this argument. So far we have the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach saying an item used only for Isser is Mukta Machma Kufo. Mishnah Bura is of the opinion that it remains a klishim m'lachta l'isser because in theory there is some kind of use you could have it with.
Does the klishim m'lachta l'isser need to have the two in the Tzorach Makoma and the Tzorach Gufo of Shabbos? Are those two characteristics that the object needs to have? Because it would seem, according to these guys, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman and And now I'm sure that it does. According to their view, correct. The only thing they're picking up on is the fact that it doesn't have the Torah Gufo.
Correct. There is no Torah Gufo that you would use this for. Yeah, so now you can move it to Torah Mekomo because there is no Torah Gufo that you would use it for.
The deciding factor for them is the Torah.
Let's say yes. That is very logical. Okay? I'm not going to read the whole Mishnah Berurah inside. I'm just going to point out that he's discussing the candle case. And I bolded a section where he says, "V'toan hinch eno mutter l'talta l'klishim l'akal yisr, elke shetzarech l'mkoma shalakli, o shetzarech ha-yisrael l'gufo shalakli l'ishtamish bo b'davra mutter b'shabat, ki go'on kornes l'vtzoa bo it goes in." Just like in the example the Shulchan Aruch gave, to use a hammer to open nuts. So he considers this candlestick item to be like a hammer, which we can move Litzorach, Gufo, or Makomo. So that means he is more lenient on this. There are many, many poskim on both sides of this issue, but many of them are Gedolei Olam on both sides of the issue, but that means that we have on whom to rely to consider the Klishim Lafta Le'isser, and therefore be more makel, because if it's Mukta Machma Gufo, then we can't use it in those manners. Okay, let's move on to, I think we're up to 6 now. I should actually number these sources, it would make my life easier. Okay, the Igros Moshe was asked a very interesting question. He says, we saw in Sif Katan Yud Bet that the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't have another Kli that can do it, then you can use the Kli Shemach Talisar. That was Aryeh's question. If you have a nutcracker, can you use this hammer to open nuts? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have one, you can't. So what does it mean, umayri she'ein lo, that you don't have one, then you could use this? So the Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein, was asked, and he says, nira, she'ein l'troach harbe basaga kli heter. You don't have to work hard to have one. V'rakim nimtza b'kiruv makom b'li torach rav, yesh lo shamish b'kli heter, v'lo b'kli shemach l'iser. When he's saying you have to use one if you have one, that means if you have one handy. If you have a big house and you're in the front room and there's a hammer and no nutcracker, or you have a nutcracker all the way in the back of the house, or you could go borrow one from your neighbor, there is no need to do that. You could just use the very conveniently placed hammer. Mishnah Berurah didn't say you can use this kli shel malach le'iser letzorach gufo when you can't get one. Elakata umayri she'ein lo, when you don't have one. When you don't have one is a very finely defined category. When you don't have one handy right there, then you could use the other one that is more convenient. In the back of a sefer called Teltulei Shabbat. Correct.
It's just logical.
Correct. But don't do it just because you think you can, because really you shouldn't. Okay? Just like he asked me, wouldn't it be best to not have the item in the wrong place in the first place? The answer is yes. We're discussing on Shabbat, when you don't have these luxuries, these options, now what do? And the answer is you can use a hammer when that's what's available to you. So the Halachos HaMuktzah by Rabbi Bodner, which in Hebrew is called Sefer Teltulei Shabbat. So he asked a series of questions from Moshe Feinstein, a series of questions from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and in the back he prints their tshuvas. So there's an interesting tshuva there from Moshe Feinstein, including that first tshuva I read you is also printed there, but I'm only that I found in the Igros Moshe, so this one I had to type up from the book. So he says, Kli shemlachta le'iser, hamunach b'makom she'eino matim l'chvod Shabbat, l'dugma it hamunach al ha'shulchan b'Shabbat, ha'im utar la'asiro machmar k'vod Shabbat. Here's the question. You are one person or two people. You have one of these big, long dining room tables. The tablecloth is set and out, and you have place settings. And you realize on the far end of the table is a pen or a hammer, something muksa. So he says, you don't need that spot. You could decide to eat on that side. We established that you can use a loophole to decide you need that spot. Okay. You want to sit on the far end of the table and sit there and move it out of your way, that's a different discussion. But But here, no, you want to sit right here. You just, it's not Shabbos-tick for you to look at this pen on your Shabbos table on the far end of your table. Can you move it? Mi chashev le'ketilta le'tzorach gufo makoma or lo. Is that considered that you need it or that you need its spot? Okay, I need its spot because I want my Shabbos table to not have a pen on it. Is that considered tzorach gufo makoma? And his answer, tilta kazel lo chashev ketilta le'tzorach makoma. No, you cannot remove it for that purpose. V'zeh gufa kvod Shabbat. And you're saying it's disturbing your Shabbos to see this mukta item? Well, you're going to be honoring Shabbos by disgracing it. The kavod that you give a Shabbat is that she'enu mitaltel davar sh'nesar lanu mitaltel. That you don't handle something you're not supposed to handle, that therein is itself kavod Shabbos. And therefore, you shouldn't move it. Okay? Moving on. Shmir Shabbat Kelchata discusses the following case. The same case, and where something is just there and bothering you. Shmir Shabbat Kelchata says in the Halacha Letzorach Makomo, Aval Kasher Etzem Himatzura Kli Makamahu Mafriyoto, just it being there is bothering you. Kemo Apatish Munach Al Shulchan, Vumit Bayesh Vishalkach Mifnei Orchem, and you're embarrassed because guests are coming and they're going to see your Shabbos table with a hammer on it. You can't move it. And in the footnote, he says, that's not considered tzorach makomo. One chacham told me, if you're so embarrassed by this item being there in front of your guests, but you wouldn't be embarrassed. It's not mess that you're bothered by, right? If the guy came to your house on Tuesday and there's a hammer on your table, you wouldn't be embarrassed. You're only embarrassed because it's Shabbos. If you're so embarrassed, you wouldn't go into that room. Wanting to use that room is considered tzorach mechomo. That's considered tzorach makomo. In other words, I want to use this room. I'm going to refrain from using this room on Shabbos the way I want to with my guests because there's a hammer on the table. Now it's considered tzorach makomo. Similarly, you want to use a certain room. There's halacha, you're not allowed to have marital relations in a room that has svarim or tefillin. These items need two coverings to be able to have relations in that room. So you're not going to be able to use the room the way you want to, with your spouse, alone, privately, and have marital relations. So you can move this item from that room. That's considered tzorach makomo. I don't really need its space. It's on a shelf. We're not going to be doing anything on the shelf. I don't need to use the tefillin. It's not tzorach gufo. But because I'm not going to be able to use the room the way I want to, that's tzorach makomo. Okay? This has very broad applications in your life. Okay? You have a fan on in a room. You want to sit in a certain spot in the room and the fan is not pointing on you. You're hot. Can you adjust the fan to point at you the way you want? So yes, that's considered mitzorah gufo umakomo. You have a plugged in, turned on fan and you're moving it is not going to unplug it. That's important. If you know that you could just adjust it, like if it has one of those things on top that make it rotate or not, so you can bang that in so that the fan points on you. Or vice versa, you're cold. You're not going to go into this room because there's a fan on in there and you're freezing. So you want to move this fan, making sure, again, not to unplug the wire out of the room. That's considered the tzorach makomo. You wanted to use this room and you wouldn't, and now you can. That's considered the tzorach makomo.
Being there without it.
Even if it's uncomfortable, even if you're not
going to move it, it's still a little bit hard to just move the fan.
You just move the fan. Okay, similar question? Fine. The next source and the Mishnah Berurah on it is discussion. Let's say you have a svarim here, and you want to get to the svarim, and in the way of the svarim is your moksa. There's a pen, etc. So you want to get the sefer. Well, is it? You don't need its spot. You want what's behind it. So the svara is like what you're saying. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a case of a shoe that is on some kind of press. So min al chadash butel shamfa min al tefus. You could take it off. Avo pishim lachal eser. Came the shame kli alav mutter l'taltal l'tzarech mekoma. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, fi tamzeh hu adin de mutter l'shmur tefus mitocha mano bein shu takua bo bechozek bein berafoy. Now, how did I know that this proves this? Because it's in the footnote in that book, Sefer Tetulei Shabbat, where he discusses an item being the way. This is his proof. So, because otherwise I would not have gotten it in any way from reading the Mishnah Berurah that discusses a shoe and a press. There's an item in your way. You want to get out of Sefer and there's some muktzah on the shelf. You could get the item out of by moving the muktzah away. If it's klishim lachtul le'isr. Not if it's muktzah machmal chisron kis. If it's something really expensive, that's a different week. Not if it's muktzah machmal gufo, that's a different week. Okay? We're discussing klishim lachtul le'isr. Finally, Shut Shevet Alevi, Rav Wasner. He was in the news somewhat recently because he passed away in the past year. And then somebody died at his funeral by getting trampled. Now you remember the news story? Okay. So, but he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He should be known for other things than people dying at his funeral. Okay, he was a real bona fide Talmid Chacham with really great tshuva and really great svarim. So here is one of them. I'm giving you some of his Torah. Klish malach le'isr, da'hainu sha'omi la'sopo melechet isr, bein'do raita, bein'do rabbanan, also v'tatalo. Doesn't matter if the malacha it does is the rabbanan, it's still a klish malach le'isr. You can only use it letzarach gufo or letzarach mekomo. Bet afilu lo asu abo adayim melechet iser kagon chadashal shiomedim uzmen lekach dino kana. Even if it's new and it hasn't yet been used for iser, but if it's clear to all that this item is supposed to be aser, supposed to be used for iser, you can't use it. Chet klish miyuchal melechet iser melechet heter mutal letarato letzarach afilu shlo letzarach gufo mekomo v'mikarol melechet iser dino kana. Again, this is our discussion about it goes by the majority of its usage. So let's just quickly recap the basic rules, and I'm going to go through a few basic examples of klishim lachtul le'isr, and with that, we will finish. Okay. So again, you can move in the tzorach gufo mekumo. You should not use it if it's just disturbing you in terms of Shabbos, just by seeing it. That's kavod Shabbos to not move it. But if it's going to prevent you from using the room, then you can move it. Moving it mechamel itself, moving it to protect itself, that is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch prohibits. But the Mishnah Berurah says you can decide to use it, the tzarach gufo, and then carry it mechamel itself. This harama is questionable based on what we said that the Mishnah Berurah discussed. If you have another one to do it, so you might have to be more creative in what you're going to do with it. Once you're moving it, you can put it down where you want. And Mishnah Berurah is actually machmir about doing it when you have another one that does the exact same thing. But we saw the Igros Moshe limited it to that it's readily available. And I will tell you that there are other achronim who are matir it, even if it's sitting right there. Okay, so we said you wanted to move the hammer away from the table to put out your place setting. Okay, it's on the other end of the table, you shouldn't move it. Okay, it doesn't look right, don't move it. But if it's for after Shabbos, we also don't move it. That's another issue.
Shabbos, you can.
Yes, for Shabbos. If it's for later that Shabbos, you're going to need it. We discussed that was okay. If it's too heavy for the table, so one option was asking a guy to move it, because we said for a loss, we'll allow in a Yehudi. The other option is we can decide to eat at the table. That was the example we gave. Let's say it's on the floor in a path where you want to walk. That's considered the tzarach mekomo, even if you can, you know, if you can be careful. It's a hammer, so just step over. You're worried somebody's going to trip, and it's the spot you want to walk. That's considered the tzarach mekomo. If it's in the corner on the floor, not in the spot somebody's going to walk, that's not considered the tzarach mekomo. You can carry a klish malachta le'isr for another Jew. You can carry a klish malachta le'isr for your animal. You're not allowed to carry a klish malachta le'isr for a guy. For you. Your tzarach gufo. Not the guy wants to use it for a permissible purpose, but you want to use it for a permissible purpose. Okay. So here's a few basic examples. Okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, you need a scissors to open your animal's item, whatever it is. Okay? You need to cut up a nut for your animal. Okay? You can break the nut with the hammer. Even though it's not for you to eat the nut, it's for your animal. Your mechuyav to make sure your animal eats on Shabbos too. Okay, so items used for baking are Nishim Lach Lisser, removed the Tzorach Gufo Makomo only. Sewing needles, Tofer, only the Tzorach Gufo Makomo. Rulers, scales, anything used to measure things. We don't measure things on Shabbos. All that, Klishim Lach Lisser. Calculators, electronics, we're talking about the cheap kind. Why? Because if it's expensive and you wouldn't possibly use it for some other purpose, like nobody would use their fancy camera or cell phone as a doorstop, so we're not discussing that muktza machmachas from kiss we're going to get to in a future shir, but we're discussing a cheap little calculator. So again, you can use it as a paperweight, so therefore it's muktza, it's klishim lachta l'isser, so you can use it at tzorachu for makomo. The keys are fine to use, they are ether. But the ignition key is a klishim lachta l'isser, it's used to ignite the car. But you can use it to open a can or something, meaning not one that's previously been opened. So you can use that. That's considered the tzorach gufo. Let's say you have clothes in the dryer. So what allows you, if the clothes were dried before Shabbos, you're allowed to open the dryer door to get the clothes out on Shabbos, if there's no lights or buzzers that'll happen because of it. Okay? Closing the door would be a problem. Because now you're not using it letzorach gufo or makomo. Unless, and this happens sometimes in apartments, having the dryer door open means you won't be able to walk through because it's a narrow spot. Then you can, of course, close the dryer door. That's considered letzorach makomo. We discussed a fan, an electric blanket. Okay, an electric blanket you can use, even if it's plugged in. Again, if it's long enough and secure enough that it's not going to get unplugged. That's a problem. I once borrowed somebody's electric blanket. I didn't know it. I borrowed a blanket, and I said, why are there these wires inside? He says, oh, it used to be an electric blanket, but I lost the thing to make it work like years ago. So I said, now it's a blanket. And it's actually the head there. So you could even use a mecham letzel, meaning if there's no way it could be used letzer because you don't use it ever that way, it's not a klishim lachta letzer. A scissors. Scissors are klishim lachta l'isser. It's used to cut things. So what heter purpose is there? So I'm not going to get into opening packages. I know that's a very touchy topic here. But the example in one of the svarim I saw was sometimes roast beef comes with a rope around it. So you can cut that rope. That's allowed according to everybody. And therefore it's also klishim lachta l'heter. Chicken shears, which are scissors designated for food, are a klishim lachta l'heter. And therefore, you can actually handle them even without tzorach gufo or makomo. Shofar and tefillin we discussed, pens we discussed. Musical instruments. You would never use your guitar to prop open your door, so that's going to be muktzah machon kiss from kiss. But a kid's toy musical instrument, so that one is a klishim lachta l'isser. The case of a musical instrument, so sometimes, or the case of a camera, some people would never use that case for anything else. It's a special telescope case. It's a special camera case. It's a special guitar case. I would never store candy bars in there. So then, it's klishim lachta l'isser if it's empty. If it's full, then it becomes either muktzah machlokes on kiss or basis, and then we'll discuss those in future weeks. But even if it's empty, if it's clear to all that it's designated for that purpose, it's a klishim lachta l'isser. An umbrella. People used to use it as walking sticks, or you can stick it in to keep a window open. Klishim lachta l'isser. Finally, a brush. Okay, we don't toothbrush or hairbrush, or klishim lachta l'isser. There might be permissible ways of doing this if you have a special brush, you know, for your hair that doesn't remove too many hairs, and you have a special one for Shabbos. That's a whole other discussion. But the one that's during the week and probably removes a lot of hairs, it's certainly a comb, is a klishim lachta l'isser. And your toothbrush, again, you can have a designated one for Shabbos and don't use toothpaste, or depending on how you hold on that, the one that's for the week would be a klishim lachta l'isser. And with that, we've completed klishim lachta l'isser.
Thank you. Next week.